when houses come on the market in the areas, I think they should be in a position to buy them. And the reason why I'm saying that is you get some tenants who've got an eviction order from the landlord, and they have to get out of the house within 3 or 6 months, whatever the case may be. But sometimes they do say to the tenant, well, the council will buy this house, I will sell it to them, and that would, you could stay in it. Now, I don't know if they've done any of that yet, but what I am saying is I think it's an option that houses that come on the market, the council should be in a position to buy them. It will solve the problem for the tenant, especially that wouldn't have to get out of the house. And maybe there are quite a number of years that them and their family wouldn't have to get out of the house. So I think it would solve the problem. The other thing is that comes on the market, and I did say, is in housing estates and houses that were built years ago by the Donegal County Council or by town councils, they come on the market as well, and I think they should be in a position to buy them. The other thing regarding buying of housing or apartments, small apartment blocks in my area do come on board there. And we do find out that there's quite a number of single people who are evicted or have to get out of the house. And I think that to alleviate the situation, if there was an apartment block in a town or in any town, I think they should buy that. I think, it's a very, very difficult situation, and legislation is there to say that maybe they can't do that. But I think, it's time to change the legislation and make it more sufficient and make it more easier for the tenant and for the councillor for the buy-up properties that are coming along.
We know the council does have very strict protocols in terms of buying houses, not least because of the need to test for defective blocks. Do you believe that perhaps there's a need to review those protocols and perhaps look at the age of the house concerned, the location of the house concerned? Because one claim that's been made is that the protocols at present are a blunt instrument and exactly the same tests are being levied in areas where there isn't a problem with defective blocks.
Yeah, I do believe that the council have an onus to make sure the house is in the proper state, that it's properly tested, that the blocks are properly tested. You wouldn't want them buying any house that's not in good shape or not in proper shape. But I mean, at the same time, throughout the county, I think there's houses that are not that long built, are in very good shape, and the opportunity would arise. I also said, I am a believer in modular homes. I think, that to alleviate the situation a lot more and a lot quicker, I think we should try modular homes because they are successful. I believe in Sligo, there was 34 built. I can't remember if that's the right number. And I'm hearing very good reports on them. So I think we need to be proactive, look at all the angles, do the best we can, work together, and maybe come up with a solution so that our housing stock gets bigger and our people are housed more quickly and more frequently.